Good evening, I'm John Yang. Russian President Vladimir Putin made an unannounced visit overnight to the Ukrainian city of Mariupol, once a symbol of defiance when Ukrainian forces held out in a steel mill for nearly 3 months before Russian forces seized the city last May. It's Putin's first trip to Russian-held Ukrainian territory and comes just days after the International Criminal Court charged him with war crimes and issued an arrest warrant. This week, Putin is to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping in Moscow. Swiss investment bank UBS has agreed to take over its troubled rival Credit Suisse for more than $3 billion. The deal was engineered by Swiss officials in an urgent effort to restore trust in the global banking system. Global markets tumbled last week on the news of vulnerabilities at Credit Suisse following the earlier collapse of two U.S. banks. Officials were eager to finalize the deal before Asian markets begin a new trading week. Later this week in the United States, the Federal Reserve is set to make its next move on U.S. interest rates. Rescuers combed through rubble today searching for survivors after a 6.8 magnitude earthquake shook the southern coastal regions of Ecuador and Peru on Saturday, killing at least 15 people. The quake was felt as far away as Guayaquil, Ecuador's second largest city, which is home to more than 3 million people. Former Vice President Mike Pence came to Donald Trump's defense today after the former president claimed he expects to be arrested on Tuesday on charges connected to hush money payments to several women who say they had affairs with him. Speaking on ABC's This Week, Pence slammed the prosecutors, saying it's all about politics.
I'm taken aback at the idea of indicting a former president of the United States. Just tells you everything you need to know about the radical left in this country. It just feels like a politically charged prosecution here.
If indicted, Mr. Trump would be the first former president to be charged with a crime. Still to come on PBS News Weekend, a sloshing mass of seaweed making its way toward U.S. shores, and the boost authors and books are getting from the social media platform TikTok.
This is PBS News Weekend from WETA Studios in Washington, home of the PBS NewsHour, weeknights on PBS.